Just a very quick idea. There's a medrash kliya, a medrash that's very cryptic. It says, by Kriyat Yam Suf, Vayasif Elkim Tam Derech Hamidbar Yam Suf. Hashem took them on a roundabout way, through the Midbar to Yam Suf. They didn't want to take them straight to Derech Eretz Plishtim because they might run away from war. He took them on a roundabout route. So says the medrash, Mikan Shafilu Ani Bi Yisrael. Lo yochal ad chesed. This is the makor for what the Mishnah says. Even the poorest person by the arba kosot and the matzah has to lean. By Yasef, Hakadosh took them in misaviv. So for that, so the Medrash saying by Yasef miloshon heseba. What's the connection? So because Hashem took us on a roundabout route, on the way to Yam Suf, that's why everyone, even the poorest person, has to be by Yasef, has to lean. Right? What's the? It's a mystery. Right? It's a mysterious Medrash. But see, there's no connection, just that it sounds phonetically similar. But the truth is like this. The Rambam says about this pasuk that it's a very fundamental pasuk. You'd think it's just saying like a simple historical fact. They went around about it. Rambam says, I learned from this pasuk big things. Rambam writes this in all his writings, in his Pirush HaMishnayot, in his Mor Nevuchim, in his Igrot. Everywhere he says, this pasuk is huge. What's so huge? It's huge. This pasuk is huge. Says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have easily saved himself a lot of trouble, not have to do Kriyat Yam Suf, not have to give them man for 40 years and give them a be'er for 40 years, if you would have just injected them with a little bit of courage to face the plishtim.
Was building a relationship.
Right. All he had to do.
Pulled it out.
I'm outclassed. I'm outdone over here. But I could still add a few things, if that's okay. Right? Okay, I still add a few things. Right? He could have just injected him with some courage, because they had to face Milchama anyway with Amalek after Kriyat Yam Suf. All you do is inject him with a little bit of courage. They go the straight way, avoid Amalek, avoid Yam Suf, and avoid the whole Midbar. So I say, I learned from here, says the Rambam, Hashem will not mess with your mind. You have to change your mind yourself. Yeah, the Torah is educational. And with this, he explains a lot of the mitzvot are there to gradually wean us off Avodah Zarah and direct us, because Hashem, he doesn't mess with your mind. That's the one thing he leaves to you. He leaves to you.
You're more than
welcome to mess with your own mind.
What?
Mess with your own mind.
Right.
Make yourself crazy.
Right. It's the opposite of all the yeshivas. The epic of all the yeshivas and all the seminaries. Hashem doesn't mess.
No brainwash.
Because otherwise, that would take away free will. That would take away bechira. Mm-hmm. So he'd rather do hundreds of miracles all around. So you should still have your free will. So that's the one thing Hashem doesn't take away from you. And you have to realize that, right? I'm going to speak about this at great length tomorrow. You guys have to come, right? Tomorrow afternoon, right? But you have to realize that Hashem, and this is special for the Jewish people, by the way. By the goyim, he does mess with their mind. And just the opposite.
Really?
The bigger the goy, the bigger the goy, the more he messes with his mind.
Like Paro.
Lev melachim v'sarim b'yad Hashem. Lev melachim v'sarim b'yad Hashem. The more power the goy has, the more God controls his mind.
That's why because
he's a loose cannon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu messes with his mind, right, to ensure that no damage will happen, right? Right? So now, with that, I saw a very nice shot. It says, "Kol ha-meitzar li Yisrael na'aseh rosh." Anyone who starts up with the Jewish people, he's an anti-Semite, he becomes promoted. So, what is that? Is that fair? It's just to be just the opposite. Anyone who's meitzar Yisrael should be pushed down. Should be,
I was a racist.
Right?
Trump.
Right, he should be pushed down. Right? So they say no, because the more powerful he becomes, the more Hashem takes away his bechira. Leave him as a regular citizen. He might, don't know how many Jews he might kill. Make him a sar. The more a goy gets elevated, the more Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away their bechira. And that's why, right? He's protected. And that is the whole shot in the Trump presidency.
That's what he
said.
That is the whole part, right? They made him president and to take over his mind.
Secret Service, 24 hours a day.
Right.
Protected.
Right.
We're protected.
Because he's protected.
Right. Right. So here's the thing. So I'm just saying that from here we learn. So from here we learn that by Yehudim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to be freedom of choice. So therefore, a person shouldn't say, if I'm rich, I have options. I'm poor, I don't have options. Not true. Everyone is going to be judged on the choices that they had, and the choices that they had were truly free. And we learned from Vayaso Kimilam, Torah took us in a roundabout way because he didn't want to mess with our mind. Everyone has totally Bechira Chofshit, the Ani and the Ashir equally. And that's why, that's what the Medrash says, Mikan, Afilu Ani should be Yisrael, Lo Yochacha, even the poorest man has to do a Sebuk as a Ben Chorin, because all Yidden have Bechira Chofshit equally. Ooh. They're all Bnei Chorin. So, L'chaim.
Isaac. Is that a good word?
Very good.
Zagordo. Zagordo. Zagordo.